Very large mouth.
Very aggressive. Pads of teeth.
Huge mouth.
Whoa, that's a big fish.
This is the largest eel.
Oh, I can feel her pulling on the net. It's a bigger fish.
Oh,
I can't even lift it. The monster, it's a hog.
You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Taking photos and shooting video for National Geographic is starkly different from what the rest of us may try on weekends. Brian Smith is an award-winning filmmaker for the National Geographic Channel who recently directed The Man Who Could Fly, a special on experiments in human-powered flight. He'll be speaking tonight at 7:30 at the Mesa Arts Center as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. His presentation is called The Lens of Adventure. Brian, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So the monster fish, what is that about? That's a little clip we just heard.
Yeah, that's a series with host Zeb Hogan that I've done a ton of work on. And Zeb, you know, basically travels the world looking for the biggest freshwater fish that exist.
What's that like for you?
It's interesting to work on a fishing show because you're working with nature and kind of hoping for the big fish all the time, but never knowing exactly when it's going to happen. So it really keeps you on your toes.
How does that fit into what you'd describe as your career arc as a filmmaker?
Well, I think, you know, I sort of specialized a lot in adventure stuff for a long time. In adventure, we have to go, you know, sort of difficult places. Mm-hmm. So at National Geographic, you know, if there isn't adventure, some kind of a remote exploration requires the same set of skills. You have to be willing to, you know, work outside for long hours. You have to be able to manage media, charge batteries, just operate in difficult locations.
Do you get yourself psyched up for that? I know some people are characterized as adrenaline junkies. Some people just, hey, it's part of the job. I'm going to go do it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the anxiety is always at the beginning of those trips, getting ready. It's interesting because people always ask, like, well, aren't you scared? Aren't you nervous when you're there? And it's usually the lead up that's a little more scary. Like, once you drop in and once you're in the field, you just do your work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would never say that I don't, you know, go through some amount of fear or being scared. I think that's the natural part of preparing for those missions.
You've been to some pretty exotic places. I wonder if you could tell us about the last couple of places you've been. There was one for National Geographic and one not.
Yeah, recently for National Geographic, I was in Turkmenistan, which is a country that's bordered by Afghanistan and Iran in the Middle East. It's actually quite safe.
There's really nothing going on there lately, so.
Yeah. I mean, the country itself doesn't have, like, huge terrorism problems or lots of stuff on the go, so that's what instantly people think about. But it's a fascinating country because they basically box themselves, you know, away from the outside world. They haven't let people in. It's the second hardest country in the world to get cameras into. So we were there doing a show that's going to air on National Geographic for part of a series called Die Trying that's coming in a couple months from now.
Okay. Wow. But, I mean, so what goes into, if it's a place that doesn't really like cameras in, what was the process behind getting that? How long a process? How much did the name National Geographic mean there?
Yeah, I wasn't myself personally super involved with the process, but I think the team at National Geographic working with the U.S. Embassy certainly, you know, used and leveraged the credibility of National Geographic as a reason for why they should be the first, you know, crew to get in there with cameras.
Yeah. Where did your love of cameras, of photography, of filmmaking come from?
Well, my dad was a photographer as a hobby. So I grew up, you know, with a darkroom always around. I was totally fascinated by the darkroom as a kid. Just like the idea that you go in and work in somewhere, but you can't turn on the lights except for the red one, you know? I don't know whether that triggered it or not, but as a kid, I had that experience. But I think my real passion for it came from going into these places, paddling rivers and going into these deep gorges and realizing that no one was seeing them. And so, you know, that was where I started filming. Was I thought there's places and stories to be told, and I need to pick up a camera and start capturing this.
Well, you have a lot of water experience. I mean, you're very good at that. So was that learned behavior? Was that something you knew early on you wanted to do?
I mean, you know, I can look back to the roots in my childhood. I grew up on Lake Michigan on the water. Obviously, there was, you know, water around me all the time, so maybe that had an impact. But I didn't really start kayaking. That was my first real water sport until college. And I loved the sport, and I loved where it took me, and I realized that it was an easy vehicle for filmmaking, because it was a skill that other people didn't have.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. I'm talking with Brian Smith. He'll be at the Mesa Arts Center tonight as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. His presentation is called The Lens of Adventure. Brian, this is probably really hard to characterize, but what's the most important film you've shot? What are some of the most important photos you've shot based on, perhaps based on where you've been?
Yeah, I think one trip that comes to mind that I'll talk about tonight is when I went to Kamchatka in 2011. We did a show, a monster fish show, but we were also exploring previously unexplored rivers. And the story we wanted to tell was about how the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia is the most critical salmon habitat in the world. It's where a third to a quarter of the world's wild salmon population exists, and it's under threat. And so it was a conservation story. And so a lot of times when I look at what we do, sometimes the story is about the adventure, about the exploration. And for me, Kamchatka was much more than that. It was about exploring a place, but it was also about trying to expose a bigger story.
What about the film, The Man Who Could Fly? This is what fascinates me about this is, what did you learn about human behavior from this kind of thing? Like what makes us want to do this? I mean, I'll see something, you see people cliff diving, which even I don't think I'd have the guts even to do that, but you watch and it must feel so good. What did you learn about folks doing that in The Man Who Could Fly?
Well, I think a lot of humans have a real fascination with pushing the line of what they can and can't do. What is possible? Mm-hmm. You know, like what can we do? And some people sit back and they don't really like to push that line, and other people really are at the forefront of pushing that line of you know, what's possible. And The Man Who Could Fly is a great story of that. I mean, Dean Potter is one of the adventure world's, you know, greatest athletes, and he has a mental capacity and mindset to go places where probably a lot of people don't want to go. And so what I learned about that is sometimes what you think is completely impossible is actually very possible. And what from the outside looks like, you know, extreme risk-taking is actually very calculated. And someone spends a lot of time thinking about that and pushing it forward. I think that's the biggest thing is really where is that line, and how do you define that line in pushing the limits of what's possible?
Brian, finally, what does that mean for what you do? When you're not in an exotic locale here, you're in a studio, you'll be at the Mesa Arts Center tonight. Does it feel sort of mundane?
No, I mean, you know, tonight's really interesting because it's a live show. And I actually think what I do in the field is very similar to, you know, like what you might do on the radio or, you know, presenting tonight where you're live and you have to, you know, you kind of want to hit your marks and you want to make sure you do things correctly. For me, this experience is an opportunity to share stories that people otherwise wouldn't hear. You know, a lot of people don't think about it, but when they watch that crazy show on National Geographic, there's actually a camera team behind everything that's going on making the film.
Filmmaker Brian Smith will be at the Mesa Arts Center tonight at 7:30 as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. Brian, thank you.